When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin decides fate of $60,000 as weekly close keeps the Bitcoin traders on their toes. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis from crypto analyst Rhett Capital, as well as Plan B creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model. And as Mikhail Bende Pop shares here, I personally think $250,000 to $300,000 as a top for Bitcoin. And analyst Tech Dev shares this chart, which suggests $228,000 to $250,000 by the end of January. Meanwhile, Jack Dorsey tweets, hyperinflation is going to change everything. It's happening. And Max Keiser responded, that's what the Bitcoin price has been signaling for several years now, as we've been reporting. He ain't telling no lies. Also in today's show, PayPal logs its largest Bitcoin volume since May's Bitcoin price crash. I'll be breaking down this retail boom and how it's likely to impact the Bitcoin market. Also in today's show, I'll be sharing this Bitcoin chart, which is like a cheat code for calling the top cryptocurrencies trajectory, says crypto analyst Justin Bennett. That's right. We're talking about this 2017 fractal chart, which suggests 80,000 plus in early November, 65,000 retests in mid-November, and then $100,000 plus in December. Also in today's show, journalist and YouTuber Tim Pool believes that one Bitcoin will eventually be equivalent to $1 million USD. That's right. As he shares in this tweet, it's the rise of a new financial technology. And I believe one Bitcoin will eventually be equivalent to $1 million. And as Corey Swan points out, 1 million per BTC is only 16x from here. We just did 16x since last year. And as Dennis Porter shares, if Bitcoin can go from $1 to 67,000, it can just as easily go from 67,000 to $5 million per BTC. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, many of the alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Bitcoin is lining up a crucial weekly support test today on October 23rd after impulsive sellers move larger amounts of BTC to major exchange Binance. Right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, Bitcoin is keeping traders nervous into Saturday. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView shows deciding on the fate of $60,000 support. That level had proven the first major area of buyer interest overnight after the old all-time highs of 64,900 failed to prop up the market. Meanwhile, analysts remain bullish on the longer time frames. The come down is creating an interesting close on the current weekly candle, as crypto analyst Rhett Capital shares here. Last week, Bitcoin weekly closed above a historical major resistance area, which you can see here in the red. And this week, Bitcoin may be dipping towards that same area, but this time to turn it into a support. Weekly retest may soon be in progress. And Mikhail Vende Pop shares was watching that $64,000 zone as a crucial level to break, and the market has failed, so a corrective move is taking place. Overall, looking at 56 to 59,000 as a good spot to buy Bitcoin. And he goes on to share, I personally think $250,000 to $300,000 as a top for the king of all crypto. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. And elsewhere, a popular theory revolves around a structured flushing out of overleveraged traders, these having pushed up the funding rates to classic unsustainable levels during the recent run-up to new all-time highs. As BitBit shares here on crypto Twitter, they're going to clean up the overleverage before heading back up, I guess, brace for impact. And he continues, roughly $1.25 trillion were injected into the market in a span of exactly 3 months ahead of the ETF approval. Now you tell me that some big pockets didn't have this info way before. You can guess, $1.25 trillion. Now let's check out the latest from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model. He tweeted this morning, 2013 vibes, 200-week moving average up, which is here in the black, realized cap also up, which is in the gray, in all-time high mode, and the red equals the distance to all-time highs. And as crypto analyst Tech Dev shares here, final Bitcoin impulse has always been 5 degrees steeper than the run-up to the mid-cycle peak, holding true so far. If it continues and the $228,000 to $250,000 window is hit, which is the two most historically reliable Fib-based targets, then it would happen by the end of January, and it'll be interesting to watch. As he shares here in this chart, let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. And before I break down next story of the day, PayPal logs its largest Bitcoin volume since May's Bitcoin price crash, as well as I share with you this Bitcoin chart, which is like a cheat code for calling the top cryptocurrencies trajectory, as well as journalist and YouTuber Tim Pool believes that one Bitcoin will eventually be equivalent to $1 million USD. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As we can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the alts are currently correcting and in the red, with Bitcoin down 3% for the day, trading just above $61,600. We have Ether down 2.2%, trading just above $4,000, while Solana is down almost 3%, trading at about $202. Polkadot down 3%, trading at $44. And Binance Coin down 2.3%, trading at $481. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day and let's discuss this retail boom. Bitcoin trading volumes on global payment service provider PayPal reached $145.6 million on October 20th, just as the benchmark crypto rallied towards its record high near $67,000. Now, the latest spike in volumes came out to be the highest since the May 19th Bitcoin price crash of around $43,500 to as low as $30,000. And on the day, some $304 million worth of BTC changed hands, almost double the volumes logged on October 20th, as you can see in this chart brought to you by BuyBT.com. Now, nonetheless, in both instances, it was unclear if the volumes were due to the increase in purchasing during the Bitcoin price rally or the sell-offs near the newly achieved record highs. But whatever may be the reason, the PayPal readings reflected a rise in retail activity on October 20th, which further attested by the spike of internet queries for the keyword Bitcoin, as you can see right here in this chart. Now, notably, PayPal allows users to start investing into Bitcoin by putting in as little as $1, and as a result, the payment service firm has emerged as a viable platform for retail investors, a move seen by the industry as a cue for the wider crypto adoption. Interestingly, since PayPal's push into the crypto sector, the sum count of unique addresses holding at least $1 worth of BTC has surged from 26.83 million on November 20th of 2020 to 33.89 million at press time. And meanwhile, on October 20th, the count was 34.12 million, which was an all-time high. And quoting Alex Vasilev, the co-founder and chief customer officer of crypto payment service Mercurio, he wrote, "The increased buying pressure from PayPal users and its corresponding impact on the price of Bitcoin may stir a notable upshoot this fourth quarter as the year runs to an end." And he also shares, "The company has millions of customers and a massive buy-up of Bitcoin can effectively push Bitcoin to new highs. With the all-time high at 67,000, we may see a worst-case price hit of 80,000 by year's end and best-case scenario of $100,000. Now, PayPal has around 392 million active users worldwide, but its crypto services are only available currently in the United States and the United Kingdom. Meanwhile, the company is also eyeing an entry into the decentralized finance sector, signaling expansion outside the Bitcoin sector." So there you have it. And before I break down next story of the day and I share this Bitcoin chart, which is like a cheat code for calling Bitcoin's trajectory, as well as journalist and YouTuber Tim Pool believes that one Bitcoin will eventually be equivalent to $1 million. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.5 trillion with $95 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance on the decline at 45.4% with the Ether dominance at 18.7%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100 100. We have Raven Coin leading the pack, up 10%, trading at 12.4 cents. Phantom up 9.5%, trading at $2.52. And Harmony up 7.5%, trading at 26 cents. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 74 in greed. Yesterday was a 75, last week a 78, and last month a 27 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign. Investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down this cheat sheet, shall we? A closely followed strategist is eyeing the price charts from the 2017 Bitcoin bull run to see where the world's leading crypto is likely heading next. Justin Bennett tells his 82,000 Twitter followers that comparing Bitcoin's previous peaks and valleys is like having a cheat code. He foresees a new all-time high of $80,000 just around the corner, followed by a leap past 100,000. Quoting him right here on crypto Twitter, the 2017 fractal accounts for this week's pullback. Each move this cycle has been a little less aggressive than in 2017. It was a 13% pullback then, probably an 8 to 10% pullback now, or 60,000 BTC, then 80,000 plus in early November, 65,000 retest in mid-November, and $100,000 plus in December. As he shares here in the chart, you can see we are here, and then it shows the rounded retest of 65,000 as new support to take us to new all-time highs. Then finally, the analyst plots out a price roadmap where the Bitcoin price surges well past $100,000 and into the $200,000 plus range by early January of next year. Checking out this tweet from X Caesar, reposition this fractal on Bitcoin, $60,000 bottom before running it up to 80,000 by the 1st of November. This fractal puts us on target for 450,000 by late December. And that's when Justin Bennett responded, makes my $207,000 to $270,000 peak that I discussed in yesterday's video seem a lot more realistic. As he shares here in this chart, I think something like this is much more likely, and it shows us peaking between $207,000 and $270,000 per BTC. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. And before I break down our final story of the day, journalist and YouTuber Tim Pool believes that one Bitcoin will eventually be equivalent to $1 million. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 950 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications and help me get to 50,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. The American journalist, YouTuber, podcast host, and political commentator Tim Pool has talked about Bitcoin on numerous occasions, and even more so these days as the crypto asset crossed its all-time high price. After the ProShares ETF launched on the New York Stock Exchange, Pool asked his 900,000 Twitter followers if they thought Bitcoin would hit $200,000, as you can see right here on crypto Twitter. Now, Pool is also a fan of the leading crypto asset, as it's no surprise. He mentioned it on several occasions. Last year in October, Pool discussed Bitcoin alongside the Great Reset subject as well, as Bitcoin smashed through its previous all-time high captured in April. And on October 20th, Pool said he believes a single Bitcoin could be worth $1 million. That's right. Quoting him right here on crypto Twitter, people still ish on Bitcoin and I feel bad for them. A local guy out here told me he just became a millionaire off of his investment, bought in several years ago and forgot about it. It's the rise of a new financial technology. And I believe one Bitcoin will eventually be equivalent to $1 million USD. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Tim Pool. I feel it's inevitable. I predict a $1 million Bitcoin price by the year 2025. On September 21st, Pool show featured author Pat Palumbo and the YouTuber discussed cryptos at great length. The title of the video is called Cryptocurrency is a Positive Force as the Establishment Loses Control control, but they'll try to control it. And in the video, Poole talks about how Max Keiser, shout out to Max and Stacy, tried to convince him to buy Bitcoin in the early days, but at the time he passed. Poole also reveals some of the crypto assets in his portfolio, which includes Dogecoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin, Ether, and Cardano. And prior to that video, Poole discussed the subject in another Timecast IRL video dubbed Tim Gets Animated About Bitcoin and insists it's good for many things and allows greater freedom. That's right. And during the discussion with the co-publisher of Human Events, Will Chamberlain, Poole stressed that Bitcoin is used to store value outside of the Fed. In 2018, Poole said that crypto can save free speech, and he argued that digital assets can circumvent third parties that partake in financial censorship. And he's right. And as Corey Swan shares here, $1 million per Bitcoin is only 16x from here. We just did 16x since last year. That's right. So we're not that far-fetched from a $1 million Bitcoin price. And as Dennis Porter shares here, if Bitcoin can go from $1 to $67,000, it can just as easily go from $67,000 to $5 million per BTC. Let's freaking go. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin decides fate of $60,000 as weekly close keeps Bitcoin traders on their toes. Also in today's show, we discuss PayPal logging its largest Bitcoin volume since May's Bitcoin price crash. Also in today's show, I shared with you this Bitcoin chart, which is like a cheat code for calling Bitcoin's top trajectory. Also in today's show, we discussed journalist and YouTuber Tim Poole believes that one Bitcoin will eventually be equivalent to $1 million. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Super Geek Toys wrote, another bang of video, my main man JV. Sorry I have missed the last 2 days, but I was busy cranking out the content as well. I do not know how you do a daily episode, my man. Those Walmart ATMs sound sus at best. Coinstar, the next big crypto. My response, cheers, bro, and keep pumping out that crypto content, fam. Let's freaking go. And our next featured comment comes from Ronnie Sean, who wrote, nice video, but people will be kicking themselves in a few weeks if they miss the opportunity to buy and invest in Bitcoin. 100% agreed, BTFD, and keep stacking them sats. One love. And our third and final featured comment comes from Nico K, who wrote, JV and fam, this is a healthy correction, so don't worry about anything. I haven't been around to see the show live in the last few days due to not waking up in time. Just HODL on and BTFD. And my response, you got it, fam. BTFD and HODL equals winning. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy, so you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them sats tax-free.